Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
Our culture is an instant society. A fast pace isn't necessarily bad, but we should guard against becoming so set on immediate fulfillment that we can't wait for God's timing. In Genesis 15, 4-5, after Abraham shared frustration about him and Sarah being childless, God revealed the couple would have a son and innumerable descendants would follow. Abraham believed God, but eventually decided to handle matters on his own, building a family through Sarah's servant. Abraham probably rationalized his decision, figuring that the Lord wanted him to have a son, and since it seemed impossible any other way, surely this must be what the Lord wanted him to do. But it wasn't. Abraham had to deal with the consequences of his actions, including jealousy and resentment between Sarah and Hagar. These problems in turn created further difficulties, both in the short term and throughout history. The Lord was faithful, though. 14 years later, Sarah gave birth to a son named Isaac. Like Abraham, you might believe God's promises but prefer instant results. Or you just want things done your way. Instead, ask the Father to lead you. Then wait for Him. His way may not be what you think you want, but it is always best.